This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Bill Beach, Director of the Center for Data Analysis at the Heritage Foundation here in Washington. We want to get his thoughts on the current health of the economy and specifically his reaction to the preliminary numbers that the gross domestic product in the first quarter of 2009 dropped by more than 6%. And Bill, thanks so much for being with us.
It's my pleasure as always.
Let's first of all just take a look at that number. Where does it rank historically? And of course, we saw a pretty big drop in the revised figure for the end of 2008. What kind of trend are we looking at?
Well, it clearly indicates that the economy is as weak as some of its most doomiest forecasters thought it was. A 6.1% preliminary number will probably not hold up when all the data is collected, especially on trade. But still, it will go down as a back-to-back two of the worst quarters in 25 years. And that means something. It probably means for those people who are kind of on the edge as far as their job is concerned, that edge is slightly riskier right now. I would expect the unemployment rate to be a little bit worse now than what we thought in 2009, maybe even getting as high as 10% a year from now, which is a pretty high number indeed. So it was worse than expected. Many economists like me thought it would be between 4.5% and 5%. It turned out it was a negative 6.1%. Again, it probably won't hold up when the new numbers come in, as they do next month and the month following, but it still is a very bad number. Greg, I'll tell you, in one respect, I was, in a sense, relieved because I think this does indicate the bottom of the current slump. The signs of recovery are beginning to pop up here and there. Coming as it does now with a bad number for the first quarter, with some good signs, the stock market's up, there are businesses being formed again, credit is easing. We may have seen the worst quarter, and if we have, then you and I can have a discussion 6 months from now and say, you remember that first quarter? It was pretty bad.
Absolutely right. And in terms of the preliminary 6.1% drop in GDP, Bill, what are the key factors driving that down as far as we can tell at this point?
Well, it looks like it's the old suspects. Consumer spending was slow. Inventory drawdowns, again, very, very steep, which is to be expected. I mean, we're not adding to inventories. When we begin to add to inventories, that's when manufacturers, retailers, and wholesalers are going to say, well, you know, the recovery is coming. Those inventories are still being drawn down. We're not buying from foreign sources quite as much, which adds to our growth of our domestic economy, but that doesn't mean that we're any healthier. So we're lacking consumer spending and business spending. They all combined together. It wasn't a single sector of the economy that was strong in the first quarter. So everyone, with the exception of government, really drew down on what would otherwise have been a little milder decrease.
Bill, you said when the trade numbers come in, the number could look a little bit better. Or how mm-hmm. much better?
Well, sometimes trade adds about 4/10 to 5 to at most 6/10 of a percent variation in the preliminary numbers. It's the single thing that is likely to change the number from quarter to quarter. When we do these preliminary numbers, we don't have really good numbers on trade until 30 days after the preliminary numbers are due. So when we get those good numbers, then we can see a swing. I happen to believe that the economy is not quite as weak as this 6.1% indicates. And I think I'm joined by that, in that sort of optimism, if you will, by Chairman of the Federal Reserve Bernanke. I'm keeping good company here. He sees little signs of economic spring as well. If that's the case, then our purchases of foreign products may have actually been somewhat weaker than expected. Oddly enough, a weak purchase of foreign sectors adds to domestic GDP. So that would indicate to me that the number will be better than 6.1%. Again, maybe 5.5. Still nothing to write home about, but a sign that we maybe have seen the bottom and we're in the midst of some kind of a recovery.
So clearly a dose of good news, bad news, Bill. One of the things you and I have talked about in passing a couple of different times now is the specter of inflation, given the fact that our debts are rising, the Fed is buying up at least $1 trillion in its latest installment of trying to help stem this economic crisis. Where do you think the prognosis lies on that front now? Are we starting to dodge the specter of inflation, or is it still smack right in our face?
I think it's right in our face. I mean, everybody I talk to, we end up talking about, what do you think about inflation? It's on everybody's mind here in Washington, in the financial world. We've seen an increase in the reserves in banks that we've never seen before, Greg. We've had a 19-fold increase. That's 19-time increase in the reserves banks have to lend out once the economy gets underway and starts to grow again. That's 1,800%. It's just amazing, that number. When that amount of what we call liquidity goes out into the marketplace in the form of loans, it will create demand deposits that creates money, and that accelerates inflation. I'm currently forecasting quite a bit of inflation for the early part of 2010, unless the Federal Reserve has a strategy of wringing that liquidity out of the banks. Now, the chairman of the Federal Reserve says he does, and he's going to do that through a bond offering. Well, that might work. But if it doesn't, we could see the inflation start to take hold later this year, 4 to 5% growth of the general price indexes. That's enough to make U.S. Treasury bonds, which everybody's been buying, look worse than what they would otherwise be. We could see a burst in the bond bubble, and we could be back in the cooker again as far as this economy. So on the horizon, other than political risk of Congress doing something really, really, really dumb, I don't see anything that's more scary right now than the prospects of rapid growth in inflation.
Thanks so much for your time, as always.
Oh, you bet.
Bill Beach is director of the Center for Data Analysis at the Heritage Foundation here in Washington. This is Dateline Washington.